This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So the president's headed to Pennsylvania tonight. Joe Biden was here over the weekend, and Game of Thrones was a huge, huge disappointment. This is the Cioli Show. Happy Monday. 855-839-1210. Facebook.com/Cioli Show and 1210WPHG.com is our website. So Joe Biden comes to Philadelphia, and he wants to rally everybody to beat Trump. That's he tries to get everybody to chant. First of all, as a guy who's done advance for presidential campaigns, I can tell you, never try to get the crowd to do anything because you don't know how it's going to go. You just don't know. So if you don't, advance is one of those things. Let me explain a little bit what that means. And forgive me if you know what this means. It means you get there first, advance, right? You advance the event, you set it up. You make sure that all the signage looks good, the camera shots look good. You make sure that you have the press area, they have what they need, a mope box, for example, to plug into to get the audio. You make sure that the sticks, as they call them, the camera sticks are in a good direction so you can get a good shot of the candidate, also not be distracted by anything else. You figure that there's got to be a way to get the candidate in and out without having to deal with nonsense, all those little things that factor into it. Security was not my thing. This was all just in terms of the campaign theatrics, right? And a lot of people who work in campaigns do this, and they also do other things on the campaign. And one of the things, of course, is to make sure that you've got a speech for the candidate, if he's using one, either loaded up in teleprompter, on the podium, you got backup copies, that sort of thing. When it comes to getting the crowd to do anything, chant or, you know, you're taking a big risk here. You're taking a big risk. But this is Joe Biden now trying to rally everybody up. Take a listen.
We need a president who's willing to lead, who will insist on dramatic change for the sake of our children. Folks, let me tell you something. The single most important thing we have to accomplish to get this done, the single most important thing we have to accomplish is defeat Donald Trump. As long as Donald Trump's in the White House,
none of these things, these critical things, are going to get done. So if you want to know what the first and most important plank in my climate proposal is, beat Trump. Beat Trump.
And here's one thing we need to remember.
Yeah, see, it didn't work out for him. Beat Trump. Beat Trump. And then nobody else jumped in. So here he is, the lone crazy guy, trying to do a chant, and nobody's joining in him.
Beat Trump. Beat Trump. Beat Trump.
Wow. No, but not even one person joined in on that chant. Not even one. Not even one.
Don't they usually have... I'm sorry.
What?
Don't they usually have people, like, remember at the DNC, they handed out little signs, and they had people in the crowd that knew, you know, what the punchline was going to be.
Yeah, he made that up.
Okay.
He was just winging that. He was off book there.
Sorry.
He was totally off book.
Going rogue.
He went rogue and just thought, I could feel the energy. Beat Trump.
Beat Trump.
Beat Trump. Beat Trump. Giants suck. Giants. Maybe he should have tried that. Dallas. He should have tried that. That would have worked out better for him, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. That was bad. All right, so let's compare the two. So we've got that, and then we also have, let's see.
We'll do it live.
No, that's the other one. I hate this stupid thing. When are we updating this box? Today. Please. I hate this thing, because I always get the wrong buttons. Here we go.
Impeach 45.
See that? Now compare that to Joe Biden.
Impeach 45.
Beat Trump.
Who's crazier?
Beat Trump.
Who sells the crazy better?
Beat Trump.
I gotta go with Maxine on this one. She's a classic crazy.
She
you know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's classic crazy. So there you go. That's Joe Biden's low energy leading the crowd. He also had some other things. He went after the president being a threat to the nation and everything else, of course. Cut one.
People are not divided. It's our politics is divided.
Yeah.
And that gap.
Yeah.
And that gap
Pats, Cheetos, Pats, Cheetos. See, that's what we should have done. We should have said, should have had somebody there to go, we are divided. Pats, Cheetos, Pats.
And make it fun.
Neither. What's that?
Make it fun, right?
Yeah, make it fun. Do something fun. Exactly right.
Are these people from, remember for the Hillary, some of the different rallies, they bring people in. They might not be Philly people.
It's a good point. I don't know the answer to that
question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it seems like the crowd, I didn't feel the passion. I don't know where they got this crowd.
Well, I don't think they were Philly people because they were all trying to buy soda, so they didn't know any better. So they were probably suckers from out of town. You know? That's probably what that was. Oh, look, it's a pretzel. Yeah, pretzels. Look at that. What do you know? They probably were people from out of town. Oh, we can buy a pretzel. It's Philadelphia. Let's get a pretzel.
And Saturday was so beautiful, too. Like what person in their right mind is going to stand outside of Egan's Oval and, you know, cheer on Joe Biden? You know what I mean?
Nobody. Nobody in their right mind. They had to bus people in. Yeah, that's what they had to
exactly.
do. Exactly. They had to bus in a bunch of woke millennials. You know what they did? They waited outside the posh brunch places, and they said, join us, and we'll give you some free pumpkin pancakes after the event. Like, that's what they did. Oh, it's bad. All right, keep going here.
People coming out from under the rocks out of fields carrying torches.
Wait, what? Wait, whoa, stop. Is he talking about Game of Thrones last night?
He said they're coming through the rocks?
Coming through the rocks.
Torches, that sounds like Tyrion.
It sounds a little bit like exactly what Tyrion did in the opening minutes of Game of Thrones.
I'll back it up a little bit.
That's causing the failure to act. It's giving rise to the worst elements in our society. People coming out from under the rocks out of fields carrying torches. Folks. You'd asked me a few years ago.
Oh, I know what he's referencing Charlottesville again. He can't get over the Charlottesville thing, can he? They were tiki torches, first of all, not torches. They were the kind of things people used to ward away mosquitoes. This wasn't exactly Birth of a Nation here, man. You gotta let this go, guy. There were 100 people in khakis walking around with tiki torches like a giant off rally. Let it go.
Citronella.
Yeah, citronella.
If our democracy was at stake... If our democracy was at stake, I would have smiled and laughed a little bit. But no more.
No more.
Yeah. The threat to this nation, to our democracy, is real.
That's right.
It's clear and it's present. You've watched the president now for 3 years.
Wait. I think he just stole a Tom Clancy title of a book. Joe Biden loves to plagiarize, you know. And I'm pretty sure he just plagiarized one of Clancy's books/movies.
It's clear and it's present.
Okay.
So clear and present.
But he forgot.
Danger. Clear and present. Danger. So now you're ripping off Clancy.
Oh, man.
What's next? We can't stand here and play these Patriot games anymore, okay? The sum of all fears is real. And I don't know about you, but after this, I'm on a hunt for the Red October. Nice. Join me in this. Like, man, we know what you're doing here. You're just naming books.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.